panel, and we're going to talk about onboarding Noster and retention. Before we get into that, just I'll introduce myself. I'm Reverend Hoddle. I've had the extreme good fortune to be part of this Noster World, the three conferences, starting in Costa Rica, again in Tokyo, and now here. We're involved with the live stream, so we're again, very proud to be doing that. And I must say that that cannot take place without an incredible team, and I would just like to give a shout out to probably the best team anywhere in the world that does live streaming, starting with audio by the incomparable X-Frog. Thank you so much.
You.
Anything you hear has gone through that that man's dials, as it were. And we've got great camera people, great producers. Maybe we'll have a chance to introduce them later. But let's get into our panel. Before we talk about the whole idea of onboarding, just maybe set the table very quickly. You can see I'm of a vintage that is maybe a little older than a lot of our average Noster and Bitcoin users. I recall a time when, and Rabble talked about it earlier in his session this morning, television. Well, television used to be a thing that you got up from your chair and you walked over to the console and you twisted a dial to maybe four channels if you were lucky. And that was television. So how are we going to get from four channels to thousands of channels in cable? It was a great little invention called the remote. Now, there's a reason I'm telling you about this, and the whole thread here is interface. So fast forward a little bit later, I get sent a card in the mail, and it's from my bank, and they say, hey, if you take this, you can put this card in a machine in the wall. You don't have to go into the branch anymore. Touch some buttons, and you can take out money, and lo and behold, money comes out of the slot. Now, at the time, I was the last guy that was ever going to use a computer. I had absolutely no clue. That was for far advanced thinkers than myself. I was a musician drummer. Drums, probably the most analog thing in the world. How am I going to cross over into the digital world? Well, when I punched in these buttons on an interface that I was familiar with, looked like a telephone, lo and behold, I could bank. So we then fast forward into this wonderful thing called the internet, or maybe even bulletin boards, if you remember bulletin boards. You would have a computer attached to a modem, and on a command line, you'd have to download a JPEG image, but it didn't immediately appear as a picture. You had to have a viewer and load the picture in the viewer, and tick, 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 line by line, in came the image. And then we had Netscape Navigator version 1, interface. So there it was. That brought us the World Wide Web. And now when you use Netscape or you use live streaming of audio or you do darn near anything today, it's all about interface. And that's kind of the setup for you guys. So how is it then that we are going to onboard people simplistically? How is it that we're going to retain them? I think I would challenge anybody that's in the development thing and say, it's going to be about interface. Make it super easy. So not that you need to talk about that, but let's think about that as the panel goes along. So please welcome everybody to the stage. We have Vanessa, Paul, we have, forgive me, Terry, and we have Derek. All right, welcome back our first panel of the afternoon.
Thank you so much. Hi, okay, great. Thanks, everybody. We're excited to be here. I think we have a diverse group of people on stage. Unfortunately, one of our panelists, Linda, couldn't make it, but Derek has gladly stepped in here. So I think I'm Vanessa. I'm working on Domus and growing Noster more generally when it comes to unmarketing and trying different methods. So I'll get you guys to introduce yourselves and maybe also talk about your onboarding to Noster, positive or negative. And how that affected you in using Noster.
What's up, I'm Paul. I'm a Noster shill, so much so that I ended up getting a job with Primal. Been to all three conferences, and I remember the beginning was like, oh my gosh, I'm a hacker wizard. Look at me. This NPUB, this NSEC, throwing a wallet on there. What the hell is going on? There's no way this scales. And now it's scaling, and there's people coming on board. And you can get an account in 50 seconds. So it's getting way smoother, so hopefully that keeps going on.
Hey, everyone. My name is Terry. I'm a software developer. I contribute to Domus, but I also work on my own client called Comingle. It's an events app built onto Noster. I was on Nostr before I was on Bitcoin, which I think it's kind of unusual for a lot of the folks who are in the Nostr space. But it was super high signal for me. I never really used social media before then. And I just saw, I found a lot of signal talking to folks with like high quality conversations and meeting them in Costa Rica. That was just mind blowing. Because meeting strangers that I met online in person, or if it was vice versa, then it's like, oh, connecting after the fact. And I still talk to them today. So yeah, super awesome.
Hello, my name is Derek Ross. I guess I'm a Nostr technology evangelist, maybe. I love Nostr. I love to educate people on Nostr. I love to grow Nostr. And my initial onboarding is a great example of how far Nostr has come along and where we're at today and why onboarding is easier today, because I tried Nostr summer of 2022, and I don't really remember too much about it except for the person that tried to onboard me just said, hey, this is cool, check it out. And I checked it out and said, oh, this isn't cool, the user interface sucks, I'm not going to use this thing. And then I gave up. And then 4 months later, I checked it out again and I was like, oh, okay, this is actually better now, I like it now, and now I can understand why it's important. I'm going to spend time to figure out why it's important. And the user interface has gotten even so much better today that now we don't have to try to sell a lot of the reasons of why Nostr. We can, you know, start to onboard people and give them the tools to use Nostr now.
That's awesome. So these guys interact with users in really different ways, which I think is exciting and why I wanted them to be here. So Paul, a lot in the jungle, but also just live. Terry with people from all over the world. He's very interested in globalization of Nostr. And Derek, of course, with anyone who will listen, including in the lake or wherever. So when you guys are interacting with these people, what is the single biggest issue that they have or hesitancy to join based on, hey guys, here's an app, check it out. What do you find the most?
There's no hesitancy for me. Like, but they get on there and then they go away for a few reasons. One, it's not maybe as fun as normal social media now. There's not as good editors in the apps where you can make fun stories, or there's not as, you know, the data storage thing's kind of hard. You can't post big videos. In the beginning, it was like you'd post something and it'd be upside down. So there's some of that, but it's the tough part for me is that it's hard to get your friends there, and then once all your friends are there, maybe you'll check in with them every once in a while. So it's like the retention that's a little bit more difficult, and yeah, that's where I struggle.
Yeah, I think for me, it's kind of similar to what Paul said, but also like, it's pretty different from traditional social media. There's a lot of levels of understanding that you might need to know before you can actually get into it. Like every time I try to onboard someone to Nostr, it's always explaining. It's like, oh, it's not username and password. It's public key and private key. It's like, oh, okay, what is a private key? And what, like, how do you deal with that? It's like, okay, you got to store into a password manager. Okay, what's a password manager? Right, there's a lot of people that don't even use password managers, first off, right? And so there's like a lot of steps that you need to take to be able to even onboard in the first place to Nostr, but also for retention, finding content that's really interesting to them. I think because we're still so early, that there might not be the content that they're trying to look for, that they're used to in other traditional social media platforms. So, I think that's some of the difficulties that they have.
Whenever you mentioned onboarding people at the lake, and I thought, you know, actually I have done that. And I'm trying to think, what did I tell that person at the lake that definitely does not use social media in the same way that I have? And I tried to focus on some of the more interesting and new concepts of being able to take your identity with you. And then as soon as I said, oh, it's a key you take with you, and you know, it's not a username or a password, so that is a little bit different. And I think that is a hurdle like pretty much everybody has kind of echoed, is that the base technology that we're using is so very different from a username or password. And when you tell people you can never change these things, that's just an unknown concept. And then you tell people that they need a way to secure and manage that password different than they've ever managed anything before, that's a technical hurdle that I think needs to be solved to make people understand that they can use this in that way by porting everything around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you touched on there, like the elevator pitch for Noster right now is, I think, extremely difficult. Personally, when people are, what do you do? Well,
it's fun.
So it's really tough to get past that first, hesitancy again to be like, okay, well, but what? Like, what does it do? What's the purpose? Why would I switch from the traditional methods? And then when you get people on whatever app it is, and we know that all apps have different ways of doing this, and we've experimented, all of us have, in different ways, what do you guys find are some of the tools using different apps that are working?
But that's part of the problem, the different apps, right? So you onboard somebody to Noster, you sell them why it's cool to use it, and you say, okay, you need to download this app. Then you need to install this other app. And after you install that other app, if you want to use it on the web, you need to install this other app or this extension. To use Noster effectively, like how a lot of us more power users use it, you need like 6 apps. That's a hurdle in itself right there. That's what needs to be overcome to make that more simplistic. You know what? When I was going off my rant, I forgot your original question.
No, that's okay. It's funny that you say that because, you have folders on your phone. Like, Noster's a whole folder.
Yeah.
You have to use the whole folder.
These things enable me to use Noster. That's a little much.
Yeah, it's so much that I personally usually blow by it. And that might not be the best approach, but I also kind of have in the back of my head they're not going to use it again, but I got to just plant the seed. And sometimes there's some rectification. Like in Bitcoin, you lose a key, you lose your Noster key, then that's actually how you learn. It's the best way to learn. But yeah, I don't know if that's the right approach at all times. So.
Yeah. So when I was building Commingle, I had to really think about the onboarding steps to get a user onto the app. And I think my approach was defer introducing Noster concepts until as late as possible. Like get them into the app first, get them familiarized with all the feature sets that they might find valuable, and then when they actually want to interact more with it, that's when you start introducing these new concepts that are like, oh, okay, now you have like a public key and a private key. So I try to put some like instructional text that says like, oh, and by the way, you can use this key in other apps that are on Noster. And so that's like sort of your first foray into the Noster world, and hopefully that maybe gets you curious enough to be like, okay, what other Noster apps are out there? And where can I use this key? And I think organically and, slowly, they'll try to onboard a Noster that way. But it might work for some, it might not work for others.
Were you familiar with public and private key tech? Because you said you didn't come to Bitcoin at all. You weren't in that space at all, and then you learned it through Noster.
Yeah, so I have a computer science background, so I understand public key cryptography. I cheated, but I didn't really read into it in the Bitcoin context. I knew more of it as like a developer context, and so when I came into it, it was very intuitive, but also understanding that not everyone has that background, so it's a little bit harder for them.
Well, that's actually a really good question. How many people in the audience are technical? So, and then of the people who aren't, did you find it easy to get onboarded to Noster? Not. Oh, okay, a few maybes. So that's, that's telling, and Rabble had a lot to say about this earlier, which was great, and in our research too, it's an issue. So kind of going back to the question around tools, Derek, if you want to, so in terms of, is it suggested follows, is it suggested hashtags, is it, different like intro posts, that kind of stuff. What are the tools you think are currently working or not working?
Well, I love the introduction hashtag. That's like my favorite hashtag to follow to welcome new users. Not all clients do that. Domus does. I know that so people don't start using Noster and think it's dead or there's a void of content. Some clients will automatically, suggest users to follow so they have a feed. But I think these are all ways to show that there is something available. This is all goes around, you know, user discovery and content discovery. But I think that we can obviously do better with this. Maybe, you know, now that we're starting to talk about some type of feed algorithms and choosing them and customizing them and DVMs, you know, maybe that is part of the onboarding process to choose a feed right away so you have more content to see when you first get ready to make that first post. You know, I think that the hashtag thing is cool, but hashtags aren't that great because they can be gamed and spammers use them, and it probably isn't the best tool, but I think it's better than nothing. So it has been working for people to find new users to help in the welcome wagon and to help with the onboarding process. But I think there's still more work to do to bring users forward, to bring content forward, to show people that there are other people out there. It's not a void. So we're on the right path. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about that over the past 2 days here.
Yeah, I think for me, the interoperability piece is really huge. And it's such a divergence from your traditional social media, where the other stuff really ties in really well, right? Your portability of your identity, portability of your social graph, and just the diverse set of apps out there that integrate against Nostr. And so I think, like, if you have your sort of like your short form blogging kind of client, like Adamus or like a Primal or Amethyst, being able to see how that connects to other apps out there, right? Your music app, your events app, and knowing that your data, your metadata, your social graph comes with you, I think that's super powerful. So like in my case, I'm building an events app. The fact that the people that you follow on like your Primal or whatever, and you wanna like connect with them and go to an event with them, knowing that you can go to a different app where you can see what kind of events that the people you follow, what kind of events they're creating or what kind of events that they've RSVP'd to, that's super powerful because like that kind of experience doesn't really exist or is being used elsewhere. And I think the interoperability piece is really cool to unlock and discover and highlight in the Nostr space.
Yeah, I just had one of my first like real, I posted an article on Highlighter and then saw how that works. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it's kind of like a Substack alternative that Pablo built. And there's a couple of them, but then he highlighted just a sentence of what I said and then posted that. And then you can click on the highlight and it goes to my blog. And it's just like, what? Everything can be in one now? It's absolutely stupid right now in the social media space. You have a different strategy for TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Reels, YouTube. And it's like when we keep building out Nostr and it really truly becomes the all-in-one, that'll do the marketing for us.
Well, I think for creators, that's powerful, right? Because then they don't have to spend as much time managing multiple profiles and multiple strategies. They can spend more time doing what they want to do, doing what they're good at, focusing on their trade and focusing on their content instead of trying to manage socials. Because a lot of them probably don't want to do that. They want to do their job. They don't want to do a second job.
Yeah, there's like DMs in six different places.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, different.
Imagine one identity that can handle all of this across all of your socials.
This is why I'm bullish.
Another person who recently posted about being bullish is Lynn Alden, obviously, one of our favorite ambassadors for Nostr. And she had a really good quote talking about Nostr growth and how over the next 6 months or so, the UX and the applications are going to get better and better. But that in itself is not going to lead to user growth. It will, in her prediction, will lead to more capital in the space, which is a really interesting take. What would you guys do with this added capital? Because I know, again, we're all doing this in different ways in terms of experiential marketing or these conferences, different things. But what would you do if we had, you know, not a traditional, but a budget in order to market Nostr and bring more people in? I know what you would do.
A lot of fun. I would just invite all my friends to the beach, and then we'd make content, and then just keep making noise. I mean, there's been a lot of noise, and lately, Noster's really felt alive, which is fun. Just keep making noise, and just keep, I mean, we don't even have to make that much noise anymore. The traditional platforms are making the noise, and like, everybody I talk to knows social media is broken, but nobody knows that there's really a viable alternative emerging. And everybody, there's movies made about how bad social media is too. So it's really cool that there's like this group of people out here working on this to fix it.
I think like just comparing and contrasting with traditional apps and models out there for like traditional social media and other apps compared to what Noster can provide, I think doing marketing that way would be really effective. But also selfishly, as a developer, I think I would just use that budget to help with development of apps, because I think we're pretty stretched thin, and I think we could use as much as we can to invest into that.
So I like to say that governments and centralized social media platforms are some of our best marketers. They show us what's wrong and not how to do things, but now we need to take all of their mistakes and the things that they're doing that are probably not good, and put all that together in a powerful advertising reel and just market the hell out of it, paste it everywhere. Everybody needs to see it's how it's led up to this and how Noster is a, you know, a beacon of hope for many, many people and allows us to unlock ourselves from these algorithms and all these centralized entities that have been in control of our attention. I think that maybe is actually a good way to phrase this, is that our attention has been, you know, monetized and monopolized for maybe the past two decades or so. Noster allows us to recapture that.
For sure. Wanted to touch a little bit, too, on our growth. And again, there's been lots of people over the last 2 days talking about user growth. Is it at a good pace? Is it too slow? That's kind of the first part of the question. And the second question would be, do you guys think we should be reaching out to other groups specifically? For instance, you know, there was a great panel earlier on music, and we know that that's an area that's going to be targeted in different ways over the coming year. But are there other groups that you think we should, or again, the HRF is doing a great job with that angle. So what are some other groups that we should, you know, target? Or should we start targeting everyone? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I guess it makes sense to target the important people. But, yeah, I mean, first I want to target my friends and just bring them over. The world is our target. Everybody complains. So hopefully we can build something that is ethical and makes sense. In the short term, it's funny because there could just be a massive FOMO effect overnight and this Noster just goes skyrockets, has a huge peak spike too. And we don't even do anything. It just happens. So it's funny, like how to concentrate your efforts. That's something we discuss all the time. And it's tough to really hone in on one.
For me, the global audience comes to mind. A lot of my focus is in globalization. You may or may not have attended my talk yesterday. I talked about globalization of Noster and how much coverage we have in the world right now and what we're doing with Noster clients to sort of target that audience. And we're kind of concentrated a lot on like North America and Europe and a little bit of like scattering of other continents and countries. Like relays are really concentrated in North America and Europe. And then in terms of like translations, not a lot of, well, some Noster clients have already translated to other languages, but there's so much more that we could do. There's a lot of popular clients out there that don't do that right now. So I think capturing the global audience, the international market, making your client useful first off, but also accommodate how accessible it should be with your audience. I think getting different markets to adopt your client is really important. And just like focusing on just like an English-speaking market, I think it's a little bit limited.
Obviously, I want Noster to blow up and be super successful and hyper-Nosterification to happen. It'd be great if it happened overnight. But then I think, are we ready for that? I look back at November 2023 when Edward Snowden joined Noster, and essentially every client in Relay was on fire for a day, and a lot of problems had to be solved immediately, and they were. And maybe nothing lights a fire under infrastructure operators and developers' feet besides something like that when they need it. But I also think that maybe our technology stack needs to be a little bit more robust to be able to handle a massive influx of people. Like, we don't have an insane amount of traffic now, so some of the issues that we do have aren't really issues because the amount of active users is pretty low. But if we were to increase 100x overnight, I think a lot of things would become apparent of being broken and not being sustainable, especially around sustainability for relays and things like that. So I think being low and slow is okay for now. That allows us to focus on the technology layer, but obviously we want it to happen soon, but I don't know if we're ready.
No, those are really good points. I think it's going to be a topic that continues to come up, and I think it's good that we're having these discussions. We've only got a minute left, so I think it would be great if anyone in the audience online, you know, please let us know if there's things, and this is not just Domus, any of the clients, anybody working in the space to try to build, you know, if there's things that you find, your elevator pitch, send it or post it to try to continue helping us build this important space. Thank you so much, guys. It's great.
Thanks,
thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.